And next, the Indigo Girls.
Amy and Emily and their latest record. It's called Rites of Passage. I'll talk with the Indigo Girls after this track from the record, Galileo. The Indigo Girls with Galileo. That's from their new release, Rites of Passage. The album is a rhythmic collection of new folk compositions. The album also gets some help from a wide range of artists like Jackson Brown, David Crosby, The Roaches, and Sarah Lee of the B-52s. Amy Ray and Emily Saliers are the Indigo Girls, and they're in our Toronto studio. Welcome.
Hey.
Hi.
Emily, you wrote Galileo, the song that we just heard, and it's a song about reincarnation, and yet it is written without the usual kind of intense earnestness that a lot of people attach to that kind of thing.
Surprise.
Fantastic.
What is reincarnation all about for you?
Well, I actually haven't been thinking about reincarnation that long. I mean, in the context of my lifetime. And I started thinking about it a couple years ago. It just kept coming up, and I had a lot of people telling me, read this book or read this book about reincarnation and people who have had past life experiences. And then we were playing in Newport, Rhode Island, and a friend of mine and I were staying up talking late into the night over a couple beers about reincarnation, and she, you know, fully believes in it. And for me, it was a rather new concept. So, but I'm still thinking about it. I can't say that I completely believe it yet, that, you know, that I existed as another, either another human being or another life form in a past life, but I feel that there are strong connections from past lives to lives now, and that we can affect change in future lives. So I think that I'm still thinking about it. In some ways, it's not exactly simpatico with some of my spiritual beliefs. Because in a way, I feel like we've been given this life as a sacred gift, this one human life, and that I've been brought up to believe that we're working hard to make this life the best that we can make it, and it's our one chance and gift. And so I'm sort of wrestling with those things that just don't go hand in hand. But I'm still working at it.
Yeah, Amy, what about you? What was your reaction when Emily brought you this song about reincarnation?
Well. Simpatico. That's a good word, Emily.
Thanks.
At first, I was probably being over earnest and wanted to make sure she wasn't.
Oh, poking, shame.
Poking fun at reincarnation as a belief. Probably because I'm not as doctrine oriented as Emily, and would probably tend to believe in reincarnation more as part of my life. So that was one of my reactions. But I think that. I was having trouble understanding what she meant by the lines, at least we won't have in whatever the nuclear annihilation in my lifetime. I didn't understand what she meant. So that's the kind of thing we go through, like where I would have specific lines where I have to have her explain exactly what they mean before I sing them so that I can have the right heart when I'm singing it. But I love the song, personally. I think it's a great song.
There's some beautiful background vocals on this album, and it's from people like Jackson Brown and David Crosby and The Roaches. Can you tell me about working with them?
Yay. It's wonderful. We met Jackson at this show in L.A. a couple years ago, and we just invited him to sing on the last song, and he came out and sang, and so we got to know him, and we kept sort of running into him, and then he asked us to do a benefit concert for the Verde Valley School in Arizona, which is a neat little school. And that's where we met David backstage after the show. I just bumped into him. I was like, oh my God, I could not keep from gushing. So I gushed at him. And then he said he really liked our music too. And I asked him to sing on the record, and he said yes. So
what did you feel like when he said, yes, I want to sing on your record?
Well, I just was like high for about a week afterwards, just walking around thinking, oh man, David Crosby, because I grew up on CSN and Jackson Brown, and next time I guess we'll have to have Neil Young sing on the record, won't we?
Wow.
Well, that would be amazing.
But the same thing happened with the Roaches. We had gotten to know them, and we just asked them to sing, and they came in, and the experience was wonderful in the studio.
Are you going to get a chance to perform with any of these people on the road in the near future?
Well, we played with the Roaches in New York, and just kind of like when we're in a town that they're in, they come sit in with us and we go sit in with them. That kind of thing happens. We do a lot of guest appearances. I mean, have a lot of people appear as guests during our shows, on our tours, whenever we cross paths.
Are you going to be in Canada touring?
We're probably going to be in Vancouver in August, we hope.
I hope too.
That's what we're planning on.
And then we want to do a national Canadian tour. In fact, I'm thinking about changing citizenship.
Oh, are you really?
No, I'm just kidding, but this I don't know, I just have become very enamored of Canada.
It's a beautiful country.
It's got a great spirit, you know, the people here, it's a unique spirit.
Thank you, you guys.
Thanks. We had a good time.
Yeah, good, me too. Take care.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Backup singers Jackson Brown and David Crosby definitely put their mark on that one. The Indigo Girls, Let It Be Me.